Right now, going to bring on Justin Hicks, the Royal Palm Beach resident, Bear Lakes member, and nationwide tour pro who has had a phenomenal summer. He finished in the top 70 at Torrey Pines in the U.S. Open after having had the first-round lead. Shot the first-round 68 at Torrey Pines, was the first-round leader there at 3-under par, ended up getting a real nice finish there at the U.S. Open, and then 2 weeks later, wins on the nationwide tour at the Ford Wayne Gretzky Classic, and he joins us now. Justin, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a great to talk to you. I'm a fellow Bear Lakes member, of course. Love the two tracks over across the street in the Village area, the Lakes and Links course. Mike Weeks does such a great job of getting everyone involved over there, and it's a pretty prestigious club considering some of the players that are members there. Steve Marino, Brett Quigley, Dana Quigley just shot a 62 yesterday on the Champions Tour. I mean, it's a great place to be a member at, and you're one of those great players, and you have had a very, very good summer. You know, that great finish at the U.S. Open, having that first-round lead. Then you get your first win a couple weeks after that at the Ford Wayne Gretzky Classic on the Nationwide Tour. How's your summer going so far?
Well, obviously, you know, golf's it's a pretty interesting sport in a lot of respects because a month ago in the U.S. Open and then walking away now, you know, a month later, here I am a winner on the Nationwide Tour and I'm in the top 25 on the money list and I'm staring down hopefully getting my PGA Tour card for next year. So it's really interesting just how things can change really quickly with this game.
I'm curious because obviously I realize, and I'm nowhere near a level golfer that you are, not even close, double digit handicap as far as I'm concerned. But you know, for a golfer of any ilk, whether you're a duffer or a pro, confidence is such a big issue. It plays a part, and even pros lose confidence sometimes. But I'm assuming that after your week at Torrey Pines in the U.S. Open, your confidence had to be high. Was that a factor in you winning and getting your first win there 2 weeks later in Canada?
Yeah, it definitely helped me out a lot. You know, I played at the Open at Shinnecock a couple of years back, and I knew going into this year, into tour, I told everybody, my friends and family, I said, you know, the wonderful thing about playing in the U.S. Open is I think once you come out of it on the other side that you certainly feel a lot better about just, you know, being a competitive player. You know, you play with some of the best players in the world, obviously, at the tournament. The golf course is extremely difficult, and it just kind of has a way of you know, making you feel really good about what you're doing out there. Even if you have a tough week, just the fact that you're there with all these great players really, you know, you get some practice rounds there with some really good players that you see on TV a lot or whatnot you've seen in the past, and it's just a great week for confidence.
Nationwide Tour Pro Justin Hicks joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Justin lives in Royal Palm Beach. He is a member at Bear Lakes Country Club, used to work at Quail Ridge down in Boynton, and got his first ever career victory just about a month ago on the Nationwide Tour, the Ford Wayne Gretzky Classic in Canada, and that was a couple of weeks after having that phenomenal U.S. Open first-round lead with a 3-under par 68, finished in the top 70 there at Torrey Pines. And Justin, you're originally from Michigan, and as a youngster, you played hockey. So, did it feel kind of meant to be that you won Wayne Gretzky's tournament on the Nationwide Tour? A hockey player, of course, one of the greatest of all time.
Well, I don't know if that necessarily made me feel meant to be to play his tournament and play well in it. You know, the area we were at is probably about a couple hours north of Toronto there, and growing up in the Detroit area in Michigan, where I'm from. You know, it's always nice to kind of get back to a place that kind of feels similar to, you know, your upbringing and whatnot. So, you know, we don't see very many tournaments, unfortunately, in the Nationwide Tour in Palm Beach County area. So it's hard for me to kind of take away a lot from necessarily playing here all year and being like, well, this feels like I'm at home in Florida. Although you see some places like it, but I think up there in Canada, I certainly could kind of, you know, go back to some of my times growing up, whether it was in high school or just playing golf as a kid and saying, oh, this kind of feels like I'm at home again. So it certainly was nice to return to an area that was similar to something I'd been around my life. So.
And you finished, you followed that win up at the Wayne Gretzky by placing 57th at the Nationwide Tour Players Cup last week. And we talked about the event last week as the first ever Nationwide Tour event with $1 million purse. So, you know, the Nationwide Tour in the last few years has definitely, you know, come up a couple of levels. And now 25 members of the Nationwide Tour each year get their tour card, the top 25 on the money list. And with that win at the Wayne Gretzky, Gretzky, you know, $144,000 paycheck for that victory, you're pretty much assured of getting your tour card. Your thoughts on the Nationwide Tour, you know, how many years have you been on that tour? And you know, a couple of years ago, the discussion came about that, you know, Nationwide might be the second best tour in the world after the PGA Tour.
It's certainly one of the most competitive tours in the world to play on. I don't know if you could quite give it the second best in the world. I think that European Tour that finds a way to put together a team each fall to beat up on the Americans and the Ryder Cup team probably has a little stronger tour. But we certainly have a lot of good players out there. There's a lot of guys that play on a weekly basis in the Nationwide Tour that are unable to get into the PGA Tour events, such as guys that earn their, you know, their tour card through the top 25 or through Q School, or past champions and veteran status members from the PGA Tour. But, you know, it's been a great thrill for me to play out there the last 4 years now, and I'm looking forward to hopefully making the next step here and following some of the footsteps of these other guys like the Steve Marinos and the Briony Bairds that I used to play with down here, and the Brett Wettericks, too. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have kind of made their way up through the ranks through playing down in South Florida and live down here now as well, too. Ken Duke, another one. And I'm hoping to kind of just follow in their footsteps and hopefully get out there and get after it with the big tour.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. South Florida and Palm Beach County specifically is a hotbed for golfing talent. Justin Hicks lives in Royal Palm Beach, and he's a member of Bear Lakes Country Club here in West Palm Beach. And he's joining me right now on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Justin, you're not the only Justin Hicks out there. I heard this story during the U.S. Open. There's actually another Justin Hicks who's a professional golfer. Tell me about this. There's been a lot of confusion, I'm assuming, over the years.
Yeah, it all started probably about five or six years ago when I was still working at the time, and I called a company up in California to inquire about one of their new shafts, and they said, well, let us go ahead and send you a couple. And I thought, wow, that's quite nice of you. And they said, you've been playing some great golf recently. And I thought to myself, well, I think I've been working recently, but that's great. Yeah, sure, I've been playing pretty good. And so I came to realize that there was another guy out in California playing, and we happened to have the same name. Shortly thereafter, I happened to have him on a flight, and I ran him down on the flight, and we just talked for a few minutes. But, yeah, it's been interesting because this year he actually has gotten away he's gotten away from playing full-time. He's more of a teaching professional, and he got the local section sponsor invite in California to play in the Buick. So while he was out in San Diego this year playing the Buick, I got a lot of phone calls from reporters and whatnot asking me, you know, if I could give him a few minutes to talk about the Buick. And I think he ended up playing a few holes of his practice round with Tiger and Bubba Watson. So there was a lot of buzz going on out there. And so there's certainly some confusion there. Even the tour actually mixed us up. They withdrew me from my Nationwide event in Panama, told me that, you know, probably didn't need to be committed to that if I was going to be playing at the Buick. So,
Oh, my God.
There was a number of different things. And then, you know, I ended up getting a couple checks in the mail made out for the Buick Invitational. For just club sponsorship deals that he has with Titleist and FootJoy. So, you know, there was a lot of different things that kind of got mixed up there, but I think we've finally come to grips to getting everybody on the same page.
Well, I think now with your, you know, with your showing at Torrey in the U.S. Open, having that first round lead at minus three, you know, that kind of helped your notoriety. So I think now it probably helped the distinction. So where hopefully you won't have those problems ever again. I remember a couple years ago, Joe Ogilvy and Jeff Ogilvy used to get confused all the time. Then once Jeff won the 06 U.S. Open at Wingfoot, we've never had that confusion ever again about those two guys. And I'm assuming you probably won't ever again as well with the great showing at the U.S. Open and then winning 2 weeks later at the Wayne Gretzky, thinking that you definitely have announced yourself and people know exactly who you, Justin Hicks, is compared to the other Justin Hicks. And I'm curious, before I let you go, what do you have left for you this year? What's on your docket? And any chance that you'll be playing again on the PGA Tour in any event this year before, you know, likely getting your tour card for 09?
For the most part, it's just going to be Nationwide events the rest of the year. You know, we start to head west here shortly, and, you know, I have to stay on top of things and get after it out there. Just because I did win a couple weeks ago, I'm actually not a shoe-in by any means for my tour card. And, you know, for me to be out there next year, I have to certainly play some really good golf coming down the stretch here. You know, every year there's always somebody that misses their tour card by sometimes $100, sometimes $500 or $1,000. And finishes in that number 26 spot. So, you know, I'm doing my best to keep that in the back of my head and say that, you know, we're really not out here just to qualify. We're out here to win the money list, because winning the money list gets you into things like the players, and it also gives you fully exempt status next year on the PGA Tour, which means that you're able to create your own schedule and tell the tour when you'd like to play rather than them getting a hold of you and saying, hey, you know, you're in this week, or no, you're not. And, you know, I've dealt with Monday qualifiers in the past, and it's a tough road. So we're out to try to win the title, just like you were if you were in a tournament. You want to win the tournament. You don't just want to play well and make the cut. So,
well, we definitely wish you luck. You've made five cuts on the year on the Nationwide Tour. 5 out of 9 events you've made the paycheck, including that $144,000 payday for winning the Wayne Gretzky Classic last month in Canada. Hope you continue that great play throughout the year. Get your tour card for 09 so we can see you a lot more often on the PGA Tour next year. Justin Hicks has been our guest, Royal Palm Beach resident and Bear Lakes Country Club member. Justin, thanks so much. Good luck the rest of the year. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
There he is, Justin Hicks, joining us here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760.